God's peace is always yours in Jesus Christ. Hear the word of God from Luke 13. Someone asked Jesus, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? And he said, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, Sir, open the door. But he will answer, I do not know you or where you come from. Then you will say, We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. But he will reply, I do not know you or where you came from. Away from me, you evildoers. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of your God, but you yourselves thrown out. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, as Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem to lay down his life for the life of the world, someone came up to him with a question, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? You wonder sometimes, don't you, when you look around at the world as it is, when you look at the state of the church as it is, when churches have become houses of entertainment or personal therapy or anything but repentance and the forgiveness of sins, when you look at the diminishing impact of Christianity, especially in our place and time, you begin to wonder yourself, will only a few be saved? Perhaps the person who asked that question noticed something similar. Perhaps he saw the large crowds hanging around Jesus, but all they wanted was a miracle or favors or a handout. And the guy wonders out loud, does anyone actually trust in Jesus as their Savior? Or maybe the question comes out of a self-centered security. Well, I know I'm in, but look at all these losers and sinners. You're not telling me they're going to get into heaven, are you, Jesus? Maybe he's worried about the seating at the heavenly banquet. Is he going to need a reservation? Or perhaps he's like the safety-minded guy on a boat who sizes up the life raft and the number of passengers. Is the life raft going to be big enough, especially for me? So the question is, will few be saved? Whatever his motives, he assumes that salvation is for the few and not the many, that the kingdom of God is an exclusive country club, a refuge for the religious, a sanctuary for the saved, a health spa for the spiritually fit, the winners. Ever catch yourself thinking like that? Thank God I'm not like other people who don't have the decency to worship on Sunday, who don't seem to get or even want to get the good news. Thank God I'm not like those people, that they'll even laugh at sin. Ever catch yourself thinking of the church as the religious equivalent of an exclusive country club? Are only a few going to be saved? How would you answer? Jesus rarely answers the questions posed to him. He usually answers a question with another question or starts talking about something completely different. Now, he knows what he's doing, but sometimes he's a little subversive. And in doing so, he gets to the heart of the matter. Are only a few people going to be saved? Jesus's answer is a yes and a no. It all depends on how you look at it. Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and not be able to. The way into the kingdom of God is incredibly narrow. Everything else is a brick wall. There's only one narrow door in the shape of the cross, covered with blood. You hear it all the time in our politically correct, multicultural, inclusive age. All roads lead to heaven. We all worship the same God in different ways. It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. The opening to eternal life, however, God's word says, is as narrow as the cross. In a solid stone wall that you cannot cross or break down. Because that law says that the wages of sin is death, and the soul that sins will die. And there's no way around that except the one narrow door, the all-forgiving cross of Jesus Christ. If you try to go through the wall, under the wall, or over the wall, you won't be saved. Because the wall is the law that says, be perfect, be holy, keep every commandment in thought, word, and deed, and if you do that, I'll let you enter by your own performance. And it doesn't matter how hard you try or how hard you throw yourself against the wall, even take a running start, or try to climb it or jump it or bury under it. You're not going to make it unless you're holy in every thought, every word, and every deed from the moment you're conceived until the moment you die. There is only one way through the wall, through the law, and that is through the narrow opening of the perfect life of righteousness and the innocent, forgiving suffering and death of Jesus. He is that narrow door in an otherwise impenetrable wall. Only those who enter through that door of Jesus receive life. Religion, that's the business of trying to deal with God by doing good, is really trying to knock down the wall of the law or climb over it or tunnel under it. With God's help, of course, but we do the work. We're the ones who earn heaven by our performance. That's not the way to be saved. To be saved is to be saved. It's something that happens to you. It's something that's done for you. It's some that's given to you. You cannot save yourself by definition. You can't save yourself from drowning or from a fire or from being trapped. If you could save yourself, then you wouldn't need to be saved. You need to be saved because you can't save yourself. This is what makes Christianity the joker in the deck of all the other religions. It's the one religion that doesn't have you work your way in. You simply trust that you're in by virtue of the life and death of another. You take God at his word that you are righteous in his sight, for the sake of Jesus' righteousness covering you that was put upon you by baptism or through your conversion to faith. You simply trust that you are forgiven all of your sins that separate you from God because he tells you you are through the blood of the Lamb. The way of Christ is both universal, all-inclusive, but it's also narrow and exclusive. Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said, and his death and resurrection are the only way that leads to life. There is no other way. All other paths, no matter how pious, how religious, how rigorous, how full of works and rituals and disciplines, will run you headlong into the wall of the law. Be holy in all your thoughts, all your words, all your deeds, all the time, from the moment you're conceived to the moment you die, or your only other hope is the narrow door of Jesus. Folks, the window of opportunity is short, one lifetime, and you don't know how long your life is going to last. It could end today. So the opportunity is short. The door shuts at your death or at the day of Jesus appearing, whichever comes first, and you don't know that day or hour either. The smart money says don't delay when it comes to eternal salvation. There will be those who find themselves on the wrong side of that narrow door, who will bang and plead like they did in the days of Noah on the door of the ark, who will argue that they're entitled to be let in. We ate with you. We drank with you. We heard you teach in our streets. But it's not about what we did. But who are we in relationship to Jesus? It's all about what Jesus did. And if you're going to ask to be let in by what you did, Jesus is going to say, I don't know you or where you come from. That's the word of judgment for all those who try to get into heaven by the performance plan. It'll all be too little. It'll all be too late. Jesus is speaking to the religious of his day, those who were working hard to please God, who would keep all the fasts and feasts, tithes and traditions, but they didn't trust that God was merciful to them and forgave them all their sins for the sake of Jesus. They looked down on their fellow sinners and judged them as unfit. They were the winners. They were the good people. But in the end, the religious winners weep and grind their molars at the grace of God toward sinners, while the sinners from the four corners of the world who have nothing to give to God, they simply take him up on his word that they're saved. They end up dining with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the inclusive or universal part of salvation. Will only a few be saved? No, not a few, but many. Many who have no right to be saved. Many, including all the Gentiles, the nations, from the north, south, east, and west. Isaiah spoke of it when he said that prophets would go out from Israel to Tarshish, to the Libyans, to the Lydians, to Tubal in Greece, and all the distant lands, to those who had not heard the name Yahweh, and they will bring them all together and gather the nations on Yahweh's holy mountain, which is the Mount Zion of heaven. Jesus commanded his disciples to make disciples of all nations, as many as Jesus died for. And how many did the Lamb of God, and how many did the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world die for? Not the few, but the many, the whole kit and caboodle. Isaiah 53, he bore the sins of the many and made intercession for transgressors. This is the blood of the covenant poured out for the many for the forgiveness of sins. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. The narrow door, you can only be saved through Jesus, is also a wide door, embracing all of humanity in one perfect life and one innocent suffering and death. Christ did die for all. And just as one man, Adam, dragged all of humanity into sin and death, so one man, Jesus, pulls all humanity into his forgiveness and life by his cross and empty tomb. The question is, will we trust it? That's the question Jesus asks. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? So back we go to the original question. Will only a few be saved? It depends entirely on how you look at it. If you look at it from our perspective, from our inability to find the narrow door and squeeze our way through it on our own, the answer is yes, only a few are going to be saved. And then you can't really be sure that you're among the few. In fact, fewer than you would imagine are going to be saved by their works. In fact, only one perfect person named Jesus makes it into heaven on his own merits, and you're not Jesus. And so, if you look at it from God's perspective, lensed through the narrow door of Jesus' death, the answer is no, not a few, but many will be saved, a great multitude, No one can count from every nation, tribe, people, and language. The narrow door of Jesus' death. It's narrow in the sense that Jesus is the only Savior, but it's wide enough to welcome the worst of sinners, the chief of sinners, the whole world of sinners, even you. Will only a few be saved? The key is getting the question right, is to get Jesus right. He is the narrow door that leads to life. And if you trust in him, you don't even have to ask the question. You will live forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.